Monkey's Paw and Other Horror Stories. Retold by Anthony Teasdale. Copyright Burlington Books, 2011. The Monkey's Paw by W.W. Jacobs. Chapter 1. Sergeant Morris. Outside Lakesman Villa, a small home in the English countryside, it was a cold, wet evening. In the living room, the curtains were closed. William and Mary White and their 25-year-old son Herbert were warming themselves by the fire. Father and son were playing chess, and Mary was knitting and watching them. "Listen to the wind," said William.
"I'm listening to it," Herbert said. "It's very strong."
"I doubt that he will come tonight," his father said. "The weather is stormy and the trains might be delayed."
"Don't worry, dear," said Mary. "I'm sure he'll come."
"There he is," said Herbert, as the gate banged and loud footsteps came towards the door. William stood up quickly and opened the front door for their guest. Soon, William entered the living room, followed by a tall man with a red face. "This is Sergeant Major Morris," Mr. White said. The Sergeant Major shook hands with Mrs. White and Herbert, and then sat down by the fire. He watched while William put four cups and saucers and a teapot on the table. Once the tea and the fire warmed him, the Sergeant Major began to talk. The White family listened closely as their visitor spoke of his strange experiences in distant lands, of wars, plagues, and strange peoples. "This man has lived abroad for 21 years, Mr. White explained to his wife and son. "When he left England, he was just a boy. I'd like to see the world too, especially India." "It's better to stay safely at home," said the Sergeant Major, shaking his head. He put the empty cup on the table and sighed. "But I'd like to see those old temples and fakirs, those holy men," said Mr. White. "What were you telling me the other day, Mr. Morris, about a monkey's paw or something?"
"Nothing," said the sergeant quickly. "Nothing important, anyway."
"A monkey's paw?" repeated Mary curiously. "Why did you want a monkey's paw? That's horrible."
William filled the visitor's cup for him. The others leaned forward and waited for the sergeant to continue.
"Well, it's actually a magic paw," said the Sergeant Major.
He searched in his pocket, brought out a paw, and showed it to the others. Mary looked shocked, but her son took it and examined it closely.
"It just looks like an ordinary little paw," said the Sergeant Major, "but it's very special."
"Why is it special?" asked William as he took it from his son and examined it.
"An old fakir put a spell on it, and now three people will each get three wishes from this paw," the Sergeant Major explained.
"Well, you're one of the three people, so did you make your three wishes?" asked Herbert curiously.
"Yes, I did," he said quietly.
"And did your wishes come true?" asked Mary.
"Yes, unfortunately they did," answered the Sergeant Major.
"What about the other people?" asked Mrs. White. "Did anybody else make three wishes?"
"Yes, the first man made three wishes," Mr. Morris replied. "I don't know about his first and second wishes, but his third wish was for death, and that came true. Because of that, I was the second person to get the paw."
The family became silent.
"Mr. Morris, you had your three wishes,"
so you can't use it any more," said William finally. "Why do you keep it?"
"Obsession, I suppose," the Sergeant Major answered slowly. "I thought about selling it, but I don't think I will. It has already caused enough trouble. Besides, most people want to try it first and pay me later."
He took the paw and then suddenly threw it into the fire.
"Let it burn," he said firmly.
William immediately pulled the monkey's paw from the fire before it burned.
"Why did you do that?" asked the Sergeant Major. "Throw it away. Believe me, it's better for everybody."